Brian Teeple is a big picture planner. It's his job to think about smart development in an area that's expected to gain 500,000 people by the year 2040. He says it's a challenge in a region of Florida that still has lots of wooded areas and agricultural land and isn't as built out as other parts of the state. Part of what he thinks needs to happen is more dense growth. Maybe that looks like high-rise condos instead of sprawling subdivisions.
We're going to chew up all of our agricultural lands. We're going to chew up all of our green space that isn't currently protected. You know, you drive down the road and you see a field or you see a forest, and you believe in your mind it's always going to be there. And if it's in private ownership, it's not necessarily always going to be there.
He says denser growth could help with the development of a more robust public transit system, too. And Teeple doesn't just think about where development should happen, but also the cultural shifts that dictate the type of development people want. Take shopping malls, for example.
It's not simply going to the mall to buy a new pair of shoes. It's the experience. It's going, it's seeing, it's being seen. And we experience that over at St. John's Town Center. So it's those kinds of experiences. You know, I think the day of the enclosed mall has certainly come to an end.
That's Northeast Florida Regional Council CEO Brian Teeple. He spoke with WJCT business analyst John Burr, who's on vacation this week. John Burr will return for the next business brief. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.